Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. Bacon in California. For the simple reason that it is cruel to eat any portion of a pig who has not lived a free and unconstrained life. Yes, in its great wisdom, the Animal Protecting Electorate of California has passed a law requiring that pork come only from pigs who lived with sufficient space for a meaningful quality of life prior to their noble sacrifice. As those of you who recently traveled with us to visit the Kindness in Action Pork Sanatorium in northern Monterey, pigs allowed to grow and develop in freedom can live extremely meaningful lives. And not only that, but when eating them after a full life, you no longer taste the injustice embedded in their flesh. And yet the evil profit-mongers of Iowa have refused to adopt humane practices for pigs, and as a result, almost all pork, including bacon, will become unavailable in California next year. Yes, free-range pigs may cost more, but as the Codex of Enlightened Carnivore Protocols teach us, a happy pig is a tasty pig. If only we could taste the smiling. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Go rest high on that mountain.
Campfires. As we have now realized the grave threat they pose to our most delicate of mothers, Mother Earth. Last week, the holy governors of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued their annual encyclical warning us how much closer we are to Climate-geddon, and the situation is so dire that we must do everything we can to keep every last scrap of carbon trapped where it is. Sadly, the simple campfire, in its seeming innocence, is a frivolous release of carbon for no point at all. As noted blogger Heather Hansman reminded us, not only do campfires release carbon directly, they also are one of the most preventable causes of wildfires, which release millions of times more carbon into the air, threatening our very existence. As is so often the case, giving up campfires may seem too small a sacrifice to matter, but need I remind you of Heisenberg's virtue theorem? The smaller an act of social virtue seems, the larger it actually is, and the more loudly thou shalt proclaim it. And so, dear brethren, let us all commit to fire-free camping with pimento loaf sandwiches, uncooked hot dogs, and s'mores no more. Hallelujah! Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, daily showering. The loss of which began as a seemingly innocent moment when Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher disclosed that they only bathe their children when they start to stink or show visible signs of dirt. As you wise folk, of course, know, this is a very responsible approach to conserving water, something all enlightened souls do. However, when other celebrities criticized the pair in an effort to manufacture what some had called Showergate, we learned an even better lesson. Regular showering is part of a soapist privilege, the sort of thing only the wealthy can afford to have. Yes, regular showering is a mark of the upper clean crust, just the kind of oppressor classist behavior the water elites engage in without even realizing the micro-wash aggression built into their daily cleanse. Consider all those who cannot shower daily, the homeless, the utility deprived, and of course our dear brethren who suffer from aquagenic urticaria, allergy to water. So in solidarity with our filthy friends, we should all strive to shed our soapism and only wash as rarely as possible, perhaps once a week or less. And to those who continue to marginalize the unclean by daily bathing, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.